It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. With the announcement that Denver Public Schools will keep classrooms closed through at least mid-October, parents are having to rethink their school year plans. Tina Carroll is a single mom with a full-time job. Her son Chase is starting first grade. She said the decision to begin the school year with remote-only instruction nearly left her in tears.
I'm going to take some time and do some research to see how I can put a plan in place, a safe plan in place where my son can still be in a healthy environment to continue to do his remote learning.
More school sports teams now know how they will start their fall season. CPR's Paolo Jalcita has more.
High school softball and boys tennis will begin their seasons in early August. The two sports join golf as the only athletic program so far to be allowed to compete this fall. All participating teams will be subject to national, state, and local health guidelines. The governor's COVID-19 response team will make a decision on the remaining fall sports by the end of the week. I'm Paolo Jalcita, CPR News.
Protesters confronted law enforcement cleaning up a homeless camp near the state capitol Wednesday. Denverite's Donna Bryce reports.
State patrol officers, as well as Denver police and city workers, forced people camped in a park across the street from the capitol to leave. City public health officials said the camp had become unsafe. Governor Jared Polis backed their decision. Some of the state troopers carried less than lethal weapons and wore helmets as they encountered people in the camp, as well as protesters and activists who had gathered. Denver school board member Tay Anderson joined those protesting and suffered a concussion. In video from the scene, Anderson appears to have been shoved by a Denver police officer. Denver's head of public safety apologized and said an investigation is underway. Donna Bryson, Denverite.
Anti-competitive behavior was at the heart of the questions Colorado Representative Joe Neguse posed to Facebook head Mark Zuckerberg yesterday at a House Judiciary Committee hearing. Neguse said the social media giant has used its power to buy or replicate the competition.
Facebook, Facebook Messenger, WhatsApp, Instagram are the most now downloaded apps of the last decade. Your company, sir, owns them all. And we have a word for that. That word is monopoly.
Zuckerberg maintains there's a lot of competition in the digital sphere. Colorado's weather forecast has Metro Denver highs in the 80s through the rest of the week, 70s today in Colorado Springs, and a little warmer tomorrow. This is CPR News.